Martin Garrix, there for you. It's Beat 102 and 103. Last but not least on this Sunday morning, it is our Donal O'Donoghue from the RT Guide with all the television picks this week. Hi, Donal.
Hey, Ola, how you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good, thank you very much.
You're just back from, not a holiday.
Working really hard. Seriously, last week, I'm just back from the Monte Carlo TV Festival. I said to somebody last week, I'm going to Monte Carlo. And I said it so quickly, he goes, why, what's happening in Carlo? Okay. So the Monte Carlo TV Festival, I'm on this pre-selection committee. So I go over there.
Oh,
and yeah,
this
I'm very
is a very fancy.
But it's the most bizarre thing ever, because I've been there, for, I think it's my 12th year now. And there's lots of interviews as well with all the stars and everything. And this year, and you get invited to the palace. If you're on the committee, you get invited to the palace to meet the prince and the princess.
Because this is its own little principality.
Indeed.
Tiny little place.
It's its own principality and its own little bubble of a world as well. Like it's as surreal as you imagine it to be, you know, Monte Carlo with all the very wealthy people living there.
Okay.
And in the palace last Sunday, actually a week ago today, I was there sipping a very fine champagne and looking around me and I was seeing, like, there was Pamela Anderson chatting with Joan Collins, 50 Cent in another corner taking a sneaky photograph of the princess. I actually met Kelsey Grammer. I was actually queuing up to get a drink. I met Kelsey Grammer. I had met him many years ago. He'd made a movie in Ireland about Benedict Arnold. So I chatted to him, and he's telling me this really, really story, corny story. And he put on a really, really dodgy Irish accent. But he was a very nice guy, very entertaining guy, actually. And it was the day I met him, was Father's Day, last Sunday. And I don't know if you know this, but he's the father of 6 children.
Oh.
Ranging in age from something like 6 months to 33 years old.
Wow.
And he's on his 5th marriage.
Wait now, did he tell you all this last Sunday?
He did, yeah, I knew this, but he told me to talk, because it was Father's Day. He was saying, like, you know, he loves being a dad and all that stuff. Well, I suppose you'd want to be loved being a dad if you ever...
His ex-wife was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That is very true.
Did he tell you that?
That is very... Did he say
my ex is on the Real Housewives?
He didn't say anything about his ex-wife, actually, because I don't think it did very well, actually. That ended very well. He said nothing about his ex-wife.
This is the same television festival. Is it the one that Fair City did quite well on a few years ago?
You're right, because actually I was there a few years ago, and do you know what's bizarre? Because you go, and I was there at this, they have parties at night time. I was at this party in the Monte Carlo Bay Hotel. Very glitzy, glamour thing. And I'm wandering around, there's people like from all like the Law and Order and all these fancy US shows, and there's people from, you know, Desperate Housewives and nothing. And then I see the disco woman from Fair City, and I'm going, what's she doing here? And not that she shouldn't be here, but, and I chatted to her, one of the actors of Fair City, and they were nominated for an award, as was, and get this, a few years back, Love Hate were there.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing was, I met this French journalist who was watching it on TV. Well, obviously it wasn't on French TV, but she saw it on a streaming service. And she says to the director, this is the bizarre thing ever, she says, you know, ever since I've seen Love Hate, I've never been to Dublin, but I really want to go there now. And
wow.
I'm like, has she watched the same show as we watched?
She might be disappointed.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk television this week. Let's kick off with a couple of documentaries you might want to watch out for. One that, you know, one I think you're going to have to watch because it's kind of a fly on the wall.
It's a fly on the wall, yeah. It's
title of it isn't the greatest, Portrait of a Gallery.
Yeah,
straight away it makes me think, no, thank you.
It's not that bad. Actually, I'm kind of looking forward to it because I've been to the National, it's a documentary with the National Gallery in Dublin. It's on this Tuesday at 9:35 p.m. on RT1. And it's basically, most of the gallery, I don't know if you've been there recently, but it's been shut for the last five years or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
shut down. And it's been undergoing a €30 million refurbishment. So the documentary, which was shot over 3 years, actually, or 3.5 years, actually, chronicles what was going on behind the scenes, you know, what they were doing, taking the paintings off the wall, redoing all the interior of it. They had lots of problems with rising damp, temperature control.
Okay, so interesting, not just about here is a painting.
No, nothing. It's actually flying the wall documentary about what about the problems that they had to refurbish. It's all about the refurbishment and how they brought it back to life, literally how they brought back the gallery to life and took the statues out and moved back in and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like a, you know, and they meet the people as well who are involved in all that refurbishment, you know. So it's kind of flying the wall thing.
RT1, Tuesday, 9:35 p.m. Another documentary people might like are BBC Two at 9 p.m. on Wednesday, especially if you like your nature documentaries.
Absolutely. I mean, you know that, Life on Earth?
Yes.
Planet Earth is currently on RT2, I think, on Sunday nights, being created. Planet Earth 2, I should say. This is actually very interesting. I'm really looking forward to this one. It's called Sudan, The Last of the Rhinos. And it's about a 43-year-old northern white rhino called Sudan, who is the very last male of his species on the planet.
Oh, Sudan.
Mm. And he was 40 years ago, Sudan was snatched from his homeland in Central Africa by animal catchers, just as well because he now is the only one of his species left. And he's now kept under 24-hour armed guard in Kenya.
Does he have a nice life?
Oh, I'd say he's a fantastic. I'd say he's like Monte Carlo for him. It's like being in a hotel in Monte Carlo for Sudan. He's got 24-hour armed guard. And he's also got the only two remaining females of his species are with him as well.
Mm.
So it probably is just like Monte Carlo. So he's a celebrity. And, well, really, I suppose on a more serious level, they're basically trying to save this subspecies. And he's the last hope, basically.
So right now, he's the only male left and these two women are the only two females.
Yeah, so he's got a... Yeah.
So there's only three rhinos left.
Three northern white rhinos.
Wow.
Mm, on the planet.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
And that is something that I would see on the planner and I think, no, that's not for me, but you have sold it to me. That is on 9 p.m. on BBC Two on Wednesday and it's called Sudan, The Last of the Rhinos. Okay, let's talk about this series that I have started and the jury's still out for it for me. It's on TV3 on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and it is called Fearless.
Fearless, yeah.
Yeah, it's going all over the place.
It does. And I met Monte Carlo again?
Monte Carlo?
Monte Carlo. I met Jamie Bamber, who's one of the actors in kind of hunky looking guy who played who's the main star in Battlestar Galactica many years ago.
Oh, okay.
He's in Fearless as well, actually. In fact, he just told me he got his Irish passport. I think on his mum's side. His mum is Irish. He's actually English, but his mum's side. He's just got his Irish passport, which is no relevance at all to Fearless, except he's in it alongside Helen McCrory, who plays the main part. She plays the human rights lawyer who risks her basically reputation, I suppose, as she tries to prove the innocence of a man convicted of the murder of a schoolgirl 14 years earlier.
Now, it was slow to start, but...
Slow to start. You're right. There are so many red herrings,
yes.
So many twisty parts in it. The guys behind this are the same people who made Homeland. So,
ah, okay.
Yeah. So that might explain something, I'm not sure. Michael Gambon's in it as well, actually. The great Michael Gambon. That's right.
Yes,
Irish
he
actor.
Is.
Mm.
Yes, God, you know, I was trying to work out who that actor was.
Yeah, Michael Gambon.
Thank you for that.
A Dubliner, even born in Dublin, raised in Dublin, but has lived in England
and
most of his life.
And talks very posh.
But talks very posh in a very posh, lovely accent. But he's a great actor. Now, you're right, I'm not sure where it's going to go. The thing about it is actually it has started already, but you can watch it on the player as well, on the three player, so if you want to catch up, because... What do you think is happening there? What's going on there? I mean, there's so many red herrings.
Because they went, they're in England and then they're in America and I don't know.
It's jumping over. I think it's worth staying with, you know, check it out, you know.
Do you know what? I need to stop watching television and doing stuff on my phone. So I need to just watch the first episode again. Just watch it and not text people.
Oh, you want to see people who actually texting
Instagram
while you're watching TV.
And Wikipedia who these people are. I'm just going to watch it and then I will come back to you next week.
So when you watch a show, sorry, just get back to that. When you watch a TV show, then you actually are texting people or what?
Texting, looking at people on Instagram, maybe Facebooking.
Maybe that doesn't help
what
you.
What do you do when you watch television?
I just watch it. I know it's really old school,
Very
but I can just
school.
Watch it.
Yeah.
I turn off my phone.
That's why I like a foreign television series because it means I have to read the subtitles.
Oh, yeah, read the subtitles.
You know?
I saw there's just go back to Monte Carlo. There were two new shows launched at Monte Carlo last week.
Okay.
One was called, and this is why I met Kelsey Grammer, one was called The Last Tycoon, which is coming to Amazon in July. It's I've seen the first episode. It's a very glamorous looking production based on Scott Fitzgerald's last novel, The Last Tycoon.
Okay.
So it's set in Hollywood in the 1930s.
Starring Kelsey Grammer, I presume?
Yes, yeah, Kelsey Grammer as a studio boss, and Matt Bomer, who plays Monroe Starr, and an Irish actress called Dominique McGilligan, who was around in also in House of Cards, actually.
Oh.
But she's in as well. But it looks fantastic. And the other show that's coming soon as well is called Absentia. And that's, because when you mentioned the subtitles, that's actually a procedural crime drama, mystery suspense thing, which is coming again in the next 2 months as
Great.
Well.
And it's subtitled.
No, at one stage, some of the characters speaks in... different languages, and it's got different subtitles for different languages. So,
okay.
it's actually English mainly. Sorry, so you can subtitle, you can
right.
text for some of it, and not for other bits.
Thank you. Well, in the meantime,
yes.
If you want to check out some television this week, it is Portrait of a Gallery on RT1 at 9:35 on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, it's Sudan, The Last of the Rhinos, BBC Two at 9 p.m. And Fearless is on TV3 the same day, Wednesday at 10 p.m. And Donal O'Donoghue, guess what? Was in Monte Carlo this week.
You never guessed for it because I didn't. Did I say it? Did I mention Monte
never,
Carlo?
Never.
Can I say it again?
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Orla.